Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Happy Thanksgiving Sunday. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. A little different this year, obviously, but I hope each of you was able to find time to be thankful for what we have in this great country. Fortunately, a little different this year, obviously, with the virus. My mother and stepfather couldn't join us. We miss them dearly. Mom, we'll see you soon. All right, my friends, today I've got a wonderful show planned. I hope you can stick with us for the entire hour. Toward the end of the show, I'm actually going to dig in a little bit on a question I get asked fairly often is, would you borrow to invest? And I'm not talking about mortgage loans or anything like that. I'm talking more about personal loans or some different types of loans to secure some financial means to then invest into, for instance, a single family property or even as a passive investor in an apartment community. So would you borrow to invest? That'll be at the end of the show. So I sure hope you can stick with me for the entire time. For our everyday listeners or every Sunday listeners, our regulars, I've been out the last two Sundays and my good friend and professional Andy Webb covered for me. A big shout out and a thank you to Andy. Andy, you're a consummate professional. I appreciate everything you do, and thanks for filling in. My friends, I wasn't out due to illness or anything like that. Actually, I was traveling. I was living the lifestyle, as we say here at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. It's not all about the real estate investing. We don't want another job. Okay, what we do is we invest in real estate to create passive income and wealth so that we can then focus on those other quadrants of what I call a balanced life. And that's what I was doing. I was spending some time focusing on that. And my wife and I actually went to Cabo San Lucas and spent some quality time. We celebrated her birthday. Essentially, we just got off the grid and recharged the battery, so to speak, right? And it was amazing. We had the most incredible view of the ocean. We had a beachfront room on Medano Beach, and you can literally hear the waves crashing every 5 to 7 seconds. Incredibly relaxing. And if you're not familiar with Medano Beach, it's in Cabo San Lucas, which is the very tip of Baja California. Down in Mexico, it's where the Pacific Ocean essentially meets what they call the Sea of Cortez or the Gulf of California. Well, we had a room right there in that bay, and you can look across and see the arch, very famous world arch. If you've never seen it, I encourage you to put it on your bucket list. Make some time to get down there. And Medano Beach is actually one of the few swimmable beaches in Cabo. Million-dollar views is what comes to mind. But actually, I'm going to use the term billion-dollar views, and I'm going to elaborate more on that later in the show, but that's exactly what it was, billion-dollar views. But this show, this is a real estate investing show, okay? It's not about, it's not a travel show. It's not about my trip to Cabo. But where I want to go here is I want to go into the why. Why do we invest in real estate? Why do we create passive income? Why do we create wealth? Again, the why is the life balance side, okay? You hear it on every show, whether it's this show or someone else's show, Dale Walmsley, Andy Webb, Al Gordon. We always say it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And that's exactly right. We're not trying to create a job. We're not trying to spend a second job or what have you. What we're doing is creating cash flow and passive income to focus on that life balance. And I call it peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. Those are the sections of a life balance. And if you're tuning in for the first time, you've not heard me say that, but if you're a regular and you've heard it before, I've done some shows on that. But we invest in real estate to create passive income and wealth so then we can then focus on these other parts of our life. And what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we'll teach you how to do this. We have the online education. We have the case studies. And by the way, if you want to attend one of our case studies, the next one live stream, send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com, and I'll get you an invite. But we spend little to no time. Essentially, we're buying cash flow, so to speak, okay? At one time, I had 11 single-family homes, and once they were stabilized, I literally spent about an hour a month rectifying the books. That's all I did. We invest in real estate because $1 in real estate makes money five ways. $1 in the stock market can only earn two ways at best, right? Either appreciation or you might get a dividend. That's it. So one in real estate, five ways, five chances to win, right? Would you rather have five ways to win or essentially one way to win? It's unconventional, but what we're doing is it's nothing new. My friends, nothing new. You can do this. 70 to 75% of all millionaires in the United States are so because of real estate. Okay, let me say that again. 70 to 75% of all millionaires in the United States became millionaires as a result of real estate. So on this show today, I'm going to talk about life balance. But again, if you're tuning in for the first time, this show is a real estate investor show, and we'll have tax professionals, contractors, attorneys sometimes as guests on the show. We'll talk about the nuts and bolts of real estate investing, what's involved, that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, the why is to create that passive income and that wealth so that we can focus on our life balance. They're pushing us out for a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. We'll be right back to talk about that.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Happy to be with you this morning. If you have any questions regarding real estate investing, you'd like to call our show. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to everybody out there. Hope you're enjoying your time off or your time away, and hope you're able to essentially recharge, so to speak. I just spent some quality time with my bride in Cabo San Lucas doing exactly that, recharging, working on that life balance side. It's not all about real estate. It's about building that passive income and building that wealth so that you can then focus on these other categories of your life. And isn't it a luxury to be able to do that? Years ago, I was too busy in the rat race to even think about the term life balance. And I'm so thankful indeed for having the ability to do that. What a great opportunity. What a great feeling, right? I want to do more of that. Okay. That's why I'm going to invest in more real estate. That's why I'm going to create greater passive income to then have the time and the ability to focus on those parts of our life to create that well-rounded life. 7.5 years ago, I found Lifestyles Unlimited. Okay, 7.5 years ago. It has gone by rapidly. And at that time, I began buying single-family homes, rehabbing them, and essentially renting them out to wonderful residents. Today, I'm a partner in 1,827 units of apartment communities, and I still own several houses. I'm not big by any means at all. I'm continuing to grow. I'm continuing to learn, continuing to reinvest. And my portfolio grows every year. I'm very thankful indeed. Why am I telling you this? Because if I can do it, anybody can do it. Okay. If you haven't started, this is the year you need to start. And I don't want to hear COVID is an excuse, because I've just seen dozens of examples of people continuing through beyond the COVID. Okay. If anything, some markets have become better for investors because of COVID. And I can promise you that some practices, some best practices have come about in the process of taking a property and rehabbing it and then getting a great resident in there. Those processes have become much more efficient as a result of the virus. So if anything, we're sharper than we were yesterday, so to speak, right? Let's get back to the life balance. And I want you to understand that's the why, okay? That's the why. We're not trying to create a second job or something that's going to eat up all of our time. We're trying to create enough passive income so that we're not reliant upon that W-2 job that owns you, okay? That W-2 job that can eat you alive, right? And I was there. I was in that metaphorical rat race. And it's not just the job. There's a lot of demands from all kinds of areas in your life. Kids, schedules, deadlines, bills, various needs. And what does one do in the conventional world when you're trying to get ahead? Well, you work harder. You put in more time, right? I'm going to work harder and I'm going to work longer. Oh, you need me to travel for work? Okay, sure. Let's travel more. Let's get up earlier. Let's stay up later working. Let's put in time on weekends. But you're just spinning that wheel. You're not getting rich. You're spending less time with your family, less time to work on your health, less times to do what you enjoy, less times with your spouse, your partner. And it's not good. I was there, and it's frustrating. Then I found Lifestyles, and I learned how to create and build passive income and create wealth. And it wasn't a second job. It was something you can do on the side. Again, you're investing, right? I guess on a macro level, what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is I like to say we buy cash flow. Okay. We buy it. Imagine the golden goose, right? Everyone knows the story of the golden goose. Well, we'll take and we'll go buy a beat up golden goose that's not laying any golden eggs. And then we take care of that goose, and that goose produces a golden egg every month. Okay. That's the fairy tale nutshell kind of outline of what we do. Take 25 grand, for instance, and go buy that golden goose for 25 grand, and then save up and create more income and go buy another one and go buy another one and go buy another one. And you can do this, my friend, but you need to start today, just like I did 7.5 years ago. And what happens over time? Then you get to say, you know what? Why don't we look at this life balance? What is a balanced life look at? Because if you've covered that wealth side of it, that creates the ability to focus on the other portions. So peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. That, for me, are the six ideals of a balanced life. Now, if you look at those six ideals, there's some basic thoughts. And I told you that if you can cover the wealth side, and that's what Del Walmsley teaches us to do, right? Cover the wealth side with the passive income, and or stabilize the wealth side, right? Because most people are spending all their time spinning that wheel again, right? Working harder, putting in the extra overtime, working on weekends, staying up late, trying to conquer the wealth, and they're losing touch with the other side of life balance. I'll tell you what comes to mind is you hear the number one reason for divorce in the United States is financial. Financial difficulties is the number one reason for divorce. So if we're looking at that life balance side, everything's going to, you know what? I mean, it's not working because the wealth side's not working. And there's bigger issues. It's part of the system. I think it's part of the conventional wisdom world. What people think is safe is not necessarily safe or the right action. But that wealth side allows you to focus on the peace, the love, the health, and the happiness and the joy of it. The other part that's very important on that is the health side. So those two are paramount in my opinion. I would not wait until later to address the health side. You're not as effective as you can be without the health. And health is, it's more than diet and weight control. That's part of it. It's as simple as being safe. It's as simple as making smart choices every day. My name's Mike Harrison. We're talking about life balance, and we're talking about real estate investing, and we do that investing so that we can focus on those other parts of our life. We'll be right back after a short break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you'd like to call our show, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or feel free to email me, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I can't tell you how much I enjoy getting emails from our listeners. Any question you have, please send it my way. Any comments, love hearing from you, and I'm here to help you out. If you've missed this show or just picking it up right now or any portion of it thereof, you can find us on the YouTube channel. We have our own channel and go to YouTube. It's Lifestyles Unlimited. Just type that in and you'll see this show and many others there. You can also download us on the podcast app, whatever your favorite podcast app is. That's what I did for 2 years before joining Lifestyles Unlimited. Yes, it took me that long. Should have done it much sooner, but I listened to show after show after show when I was traveling corporately, a lot of driving. Was able to pick up the show. It was a big resource for me, and it helped me along my path, and it ultimately helped me make the best decision I ever made in my life, and that was joining Lifestyles Unlimited and learning how to invest in real estate to create passive income, to build wealth. And then what? Then I can actually think of the term life balance. I wasn't so caught up in the corporate rat race that I couldn't see beyond building a bigger check. How can I get that check bigger? How can I make more money? Well, time, more time. You trade time for money when you have a job, the J-O-B. Well, this is unconventional. This is totally 100% different. This is what you're not taught in school, and it's real estate investing. We essentially are buying chunks of cash flow. That's what we're doing in a nutshell. But let's get back to that, having the ability to not only think about life balance, but to at times pull away and focus on some of those other quotients of our life balance. And for me, everybody has something different. But for me, it's peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. And not one segment's more important than the other. But what we talked about earlier in the show was how there's some important factors that you need to look at. The wealth side, right? If you can stabilize the wealth side, that gives you time. And then time gives you the ability to work on some of the others. And then health is paramount. Work on your health, okay, my friends? It's important, and without your health, you're not as effective as you can be. So keep those two in mind. And I took some of that passive income. I didn't work on the wealth side, obviously, even though I had passive income. I have it coming in monthly. But I took my bride to Cabo San Lucas, and we celebrated her birthday. And we had what I'm going to tell you were billion-dollar views. Now, why do I say billion-dollar views? Well, we had a beachfront room, and literally it was the furthest point out. We were the closest to the beach in this entire complex, and you can just hear the waves coming in. But where I'm sitting on my balcony, I could see the arch. We were on Medano Beach in Cabo San Lucas, very famous part of the world. People come from all over the world to see it, people of all means. Well, less than a mile from me, as I'm looking out, I'm sitting in the chair or laying back and having a nice cold beverage, let's say. Less than a mile from me was this super yacht. Unbelievable. Just an incredible super yacht. So big, it had a helicopter on it, had a crane on it. It was 5 stories above deck. I would guess at least 2 below it. Now, my brother-in-law, he's kind of a super yacht aficionado, let's say. The guy loves all things boating and offshore fishing and all that good stuff. So take a picture of it, send it to Luke, right? Less than 60 seconds later, boom, text comes back. He says, that's the Atessa 4, okay? Attessaiv, Roman numeral 4, if you want to look it up. So it's owned by Dennis Washington, right? You kind of just Google Atessa 4, you see Dennis Washington. Wow, I never heard Dennis Washington. Not Denzel Washington, Dennis Washington. Well, Forbes describes this gentleman as an American industrialist and billionaire. Net worth $6 billion. That's where I get the term billion-dollar views from where we were. This guy's got his I don't want to say his boat. He's got his super yacht anchored out there. Well, being a real estate investor, right, we're all trying to grow wealth and passive income. Let's dig a little deeper. So you get in there and you start looking on the internet. Well, this gentleman, I want to know how he made his money. That's the question I wanted to answer. This gets good, my friend, so stay with me. Well, Dennis Washington was born in 1934, and he grew up poor. His parents divorced at a very young age, which pretty rare in the 30s, I would say. Raised by a single mom. I know that feeling. He started, what's a poor guy do in the 30s and 40s? Well, typically all they have in front of them is pretty much a job in labor, hard labor. He started working construction in his late teens. So he's working and he's working and he's working. At 30 years old, this gentleman has a used bulldozer to his name. And what does he do? What does he do? This was the catalyst, my friend, that started everything. Well, he went out and he borrowed $30,000 to start his construction company. And the rest is history. Now, I'm not going to tell you his whole business means. We're going to stop at the fact that he borrowed $30,000 in 1964. And I'm not sure you realize what a big deal that was, but I had to look up what the average income was in 1964, and it was $6,600 a year. So the average income today is about $68,000. My Aggie math tells me that's a tenfold difference. So I'm going to say $30,000 loan was the equivalent of about a $300,000 loan in 1964, quite a risk. And I can't imagine this loan was guaranteed. It had to be a personal loan of some sort. So if you look at interest rates, I bet this gentleman was somewhere around a 10%, give or take a point. What a risk. But this person had the stones to say, you know what? I'm going to throw caution to the wind. I've got nothing to lose. I'm going to borrow $300,000. And I'm going to start a business. My friends, you don't get rich saving. You get rich borrowing. I have said it on this show countless times. Del Walmsley will tell you this over and over and over. And in fact, his show on the 23rd of November, the last segment, he flat out says getting out of debt will not solve the problem of needing passive income. Okay, and he is so correct, but that's a concept that took me decades to learn, and I'm sure you are the same way. It is totally counterintuitive. It's 180 degrees different from what you understand and you have been told your whole life. But I'm going to say it again. You don't get rich saving. You get rich borrowing. I've said it on the show, and I just gave you a real-life example of a guy that today, right, you take time and you factor it, and as the business grows, the business grows. He's worth $6 billion. I'm not saying you're going to become a billionaire by starting with single-family homes. That's probably not feasible. I'm not going to say it couldn't happen, given time. But I'm telling you, if you're going to build wealth and passive income, you can't save your way. You have to borrow. Okay, you absolutely cannot get rich saving. You must get rich borrowing. And it's counterintuitive to the conventional wisdom world. So that leads me into my last segment, and we're going to talk about borrowing to invest, and not mortgage borrowing, but personal loan borrowing, what that looks like, and should you do it or should you not do it. There's some factors there. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Happy Thanksgiving Sunday, everybody. My name is Mike Harrison. I'm happy to be with you this morning. This is our last segment. If you ever have any questions on real estate investing or want to comment on the show, please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Well, I want to take a moment. I'm talking about life balance, the ability to focus on life balance, and I would not be able to do that if it was not for the passive income and the wealth creation that I learned at Lifestyles Unlimited, real estate investing, single-family homes, and apartment communities. But I learned by going to a free workshop. Okay, it took me a while. It took me time. I listened to this podcast for a long time before I finally said, you know what? I'm going to go in, I'm going to take a look, and I'm going to see what this is all about. Well, you could do this online. You can do it much easier than I did. It's freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. It lasts about an hour and a half. It's interactive. You can ask questions. You can sit there with your spouse, your best friend, your neighbor, anybody in your family that you want. Just take a look. See if it's for you. See how we make money 5 ways on single-family homes and 6 ways on apartment communities. Well, our next workshop's December 1st, 9:30 p.m., we have one December 3rd at 6:30 p.m. We have one December 5th at 12 noon and December 9th at 8:30. Okay, plenty of opportunities, my friends. Do not let this pass you by. Take a look, see what we're all about. If you want to join, the price is reduced right now. It's only $297, and that's a buy 1 year, get one free of our financial freedom program. That will give you the ability to attend our seminar, and you'll be done. You'll learn what we do and how we do it. You'll be ready to invest in properties, okay, after that. It's basically a 2-day, 16-hour class, and I believe we've got it broken up into 4 parts for ease of attending. But again, that's online, and that's Financial Freedom livestream.com, financialfreedomlivestream.com. Life balance. My friends took my beautiful bride to Cabo San Lucas and spent some quality time enjoying what I call some billion-dollar views, because just maybe less than a mile from me was this super mega yacht, the Atessa 4, owned by a billionaire, Dennis Washington. I started digging in, and I wanted to see how this gentleman made his money. Well, at one point, he took a massive risk in his life, and he borrowed. And I almost positive, just based on his life history, that this was a personal loan where he took out about the equivalent of $300,000 in 1964. It was a $30,000 loan at the time. And I think it's about, based on income then and income today, it's about a tenfold difference. But he took $30,000 and started his business. He borrowed to invest. And so that leads me to this question, should I borrow to invest? And I get asked this often from many of our listeners. And I'm not talking about mortgage loans. I'm talking about some form of a personal loan. And there's dozens of different ways you can borrow to invest. There could be HELOCs. There could be refinances on your personal house. We talk about that all the time. We call that dead equity. And you take that dead equity out because it's not paying you anything on your personal home. Your personal house does not pay you. You pay it. So if you've got 100 grand, 200 grand, maybe 50 grand, you can pull that dead equity out. And you can invest it, and it's at very, very low rates right now. But should you borrow to invest? My short answer is yes. Okay. Is it easier if you have that cash on hand and you can immediately begin either buying single family homes or, let's say, passively investing in apartment communities, whichever suits you, whichever is best. I've done both, and I continue to do both. But my answer is yes, absolutely. You should borrow to invest if you have the ability to do so. Okay. It needs to make sense, though. It needs to make sense. I'll tell you what I did in 2014. I took a $30,000 loan from my 401k and bought a single family home. I had some money and I had invested in single family homes, but I wanted to get another one. So that for me was a very safe way to borrow to invest. In fact, it was so good that I turned around, and once I covered that $30,000, I pulled another $50,000 out of my 401k, another loan, and purchased more real estate. So I've done it twice in that way. And if you've never looked at that, you can do that. I don't have a 401k today anymore, FYI, full disclosure. But at the time, it made sense financially. And if you don't know how to do that or that you can do that, if you're still working and you have a 401k, again, your 401k, my friends, is paying you nothing. You pay it monthly. It pays you nothing. Okay? Email me if you've got a question on that. But you can borrow up to 50% of the value of your 401k, but not greater than $50,000. So basically, if you have $100,000 or more in your 401k, you can take $50,000 out without penalty. Now, you need to talk to your 401k administrator, but the way mine worked was they set up monthly payments. We did a five-year plan. I didn't take 5 years to pay it off. But, and then they just pull those monthly payments out of your paycheck, right? Your W-2 income. They just pull that out and you're paying yourself back. And there was an interest rate involved when I did it. It was years ago, and it was 4%, maybe much lower than that today. We had higher interest rates, obviously, 7-8 years ago. So those loans, I considered the 401k zero risk. You may differ. But I thought it was a zero risk because think of it like this, worst case scenario, and we're going to have to get hypothetical here because if you're buying the right piece of real estate, it's extremely safe. But let's get hypothetical and say, for whatever reason, my 401k loan was called and I had to pay it. You know, if you had to pay it and you didn't have the ability to pay it back, they would just cancel the loan and you wouldn't have to pay the loan. They would just write it as earnings, essentially, for tax purposes, and they report that to your IRS. Now, if that was to happen, you would indeed pay the 10% penalty on that portion of the loan that wasn't paid back. So let's say you took 50 out and you paid 20 back and you still owed 30. And again, totally hypothetical, but if you had to pay the entire thing back and you couldn't, they would just put the 30 down as earnings. So you'd have to pay a capital gains on whatever those shares had appreciated, and you'd have to pay a 10% penalty on that entire 30. So there's $3,000 plus some capital gain. In my mind, and to me, that was not a big risk. So I did it twice. Again, those of you out there that still have W-2 income and you have a 401k, the 401k loan may be a great option for you. Also, because of the CARES Act, I don't know if you know this, but you can actually pull as much as $100,000 out of your 401k if you're having any sort of COVID hardship. And get this, they will waive the 10% penalty, and you have up to 3 years to either pay it back or pay taxes on it, right? If you basically say, I'm not paying it back, they'll call it, again, earnings, and you'd have to pay the taxes. So, my friends, that's a huge opportunity for many of you out there to, again, borrow to invest. And so why would you want to invest in single-family properties? Well, we're making money five ways, and we're making easily double and triple-digit returns once you break it all down. And we're not breaking it down in this show. You'll hear that on other shows. You'll see it in our free workshop, how we can show you when you combine those five ways that dollar of investment is essentially earning you. But I want to look at it a bit deeper. We've got a few seconds before the end of the show. Let's look at your balance sheet, right? You've got assets on one side and liabilities on the other side. When you take that $50,000 loan, let's say you got a personal loan for $50,000. So you've got 50 in cash on your asset and 50 in liabilities. Asset minus liability equals net worth. And I'm going really quick here, but you've got 50 in cash on one side and the 50,000 debit on the other side. Let's say you take that 50 grand and you buy two single family homes. That 50 grand on the asset side is now converted into the equity in those homes, which if you're doing it our way, it's going to be much more than 50 grand. You just created and grew your net worth, but you still have that 50,000 liability on the other side, on that other side of the sheet. If you're paying that back, your net worth is growing by whatever you pay that back. So yes, I would borrow to invest. And my friends, don't forget to work on that life balance.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.